Can't my sister play anything else? I'm tired of just hearing middle C all the time. She needs more notes.
Yeah, just one note isn't enough for a song, and just one gift isn't enough for the church. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. When I was about 8 years old, my uncle gave me an old guitar that he had sitting around. I got so excited I started playing right away, but on that first day I could only play one note and it kind of got annoying. It's the same with God's people too. If everyone had the same gifts and talents, we wouldn't be able to do all the things the church needs to share God's love. So don't be jealous of what other people can do. Remember, God gave you special talents so you could use them to build his kingdom. Our story today is called Middle C. Elodie had just started taking piano lessons with her mom, and she couldn't wait to learn more. However, right after mom explained how to find middle C, her brother Tanner excitedly barged into the house. "Mom, guess what? We picked out jobs at chess club today. Everyone wanted to be president. We didn't want to argue, so we're all going to be president. We're going to call it the President's Club. Isn't that great?" As he talked, Elodie continued to practice and sing out, "Middle C, middle C, middle C." Tanner laughed. "She sure likes finding middle C." Mom nodded and led him to the kitchen. As she handed him a bowl of carrots and dip, she said, "Tell me more about this President's Club. Who's going to collect money at the club events or take notes at meetings?" "I'm not really sure," said Tanner. "I guess we didn't think about that." Suddenly, Elodie's voice loudly interrupted them. "Middle C, middle C, middle C." This time, Tanner rolled his eyes. "Can't she play another note? This is getting annoying." "You're right, Tanner," said Mom. "Many notes are needed to make a song. People are that way, too. Just like how the notes in a song blend together to make music, God created each of us with different interests and abilities for a reason." Mom glanced toward the other room when middle C rang out once again. "Think about your club, Tanner. God gave everyone in your group different abilities, and your club should put them all to good use so it can function the way it's supposed to. The church is like that, too. As Christians work together and use our different gifts to help more people know Jesus, we're like a song that brings him praise and tells the world of his love." Tanner thought about it as he bit into a carrot. "You know, I do enjoy math. Maybe I could help out as the club treasurer. I'd rather do that than talk in front of the whole group anyway." "Middle C, middle C, middle C," Elodie continued to sing. Tanner covered his ears and Mom laughed. "That sounds like a great idea. Now, I'd better go teach your sister a few more notes." Well, how about you? Did you know that God created you in a special way and gave you your own set of talents and passions? He created us all to be different. And if we weren't, then just like a one-note song, the world would get pretty boring. What makes you different and special? Thank God for those things and use them to help the body of Christ, his church, show people who he is and how much he loves them. Our key verse is 1 Corinthians 12:27.
"All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it."
And our key thought for today, use your unique gifts for God. Hey, I just wanted to give a big congratulations to everyone who's taken part in my Word with Zach summer reading program. And I wanted to let you know that you can get the brand new Word with Zach pin for your backpack just in time to go back to school. When your family donates to support the reading program, I'll send you one of this year's special pins. Donate now when you go to wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.